As around and round the mules went for the molasses press, the cane was stripped of leaves and then put into the press. The juice ran down two barrels, and the pressed out cane into big piles, which later was hauled into ditches and gullies where rain had washed out or would wash out the dirt. This really had it in, held it in place because the ground was all black dirt and there were no rocks. The cooking of cane juice was done in shallow big pans over a dugout place in the ground. At one end was a chimney of tin, and at the other end the fire was built. Foam would form as cooking began, and it had to be built. And it had to be skimmed off. Children were not allowed to go near until hours later, when finally the molasses was done and dipped out. It took all day to cook the molasses, and after it was out of the pan, we could lick from the pan, and it was so good. Yearly it was brought to our minds how Mother's brother fell into the pan and died of burns. He was 9 or 12 years old and volunteered to stay by the pan while others would eat lunch, because toward last, the cooking of the molasses, it needed stirring continually and very little fire under it. No one knows what really happened, which caused him to fall into the pan. Mom said what a shock it was for her mother. And then soon after, she gave birth to a baby girl, Amalia, who died.